Good morning. My guest this morning is Nicole Martinovich from the YMCA's Diabetes Prevention Program. She's the coordinator of that program. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Why don't you give people an idea of just exactly what the Y offers for people who are diabetic or suspecting that they're diabetic?
We have a diabetes prevention program for adults who are at high risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So it's not for folks who already have diabetes. This is a prevention program.
So how does it work?
Well, you would come to our program. We'd make sure you qualify. And folks can go online at scfymca.org to do a self-assessment to assess their risk for pre-diabetes. And if they take that assessment and they find that they, you know, might have a few indicators, they can contact their doctor. Or if they're interested in learning more about the program, they can contact me. The program is a year-long lifestyle change program. So we meet weekly for several months, and then we meet monthly. We go over healthy eating, help folks manage stress and environmental cues, social cues, all kinds of things that kind of a diet won't help you with. So this is really a lifestyle change to support folks to be healthier.
So in a sense, I suppose, unless you have a doctor whose own experience is geared to that, you might not get any advice on your lifestyle from a doctor?
You might not. I think doctors are definitely catching on, though. I think they know that lifestyle change is key. So I have faith in our medical system, as well as programs like ours that help support, because doctors, of course, don't have the time to be with you for a year and help you, but
right.
They do have time to send you our way, and we can help you out.
Do you yourself interview people from time to time who are coming in to get information about their health or their feelings about their health?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they contact me. And in specifically in terms of the diabetes prevention program, I'm the main contact to start with.
Do you, over time, have you gotten a feeling about people? Can you look at someone and be prompted about what questions you ask? Do you recognize things in people?
I do my best to help folks understand if they are at risk, if they are ready to make some changes that they need to make. So if someone talks to me about the program and they say, well, I'm not going to change anything, but I want to get better. Well, then now might not be the right time to start the program necessarily.
Uh-huh.
But if someone says, you know, my blood sugar's been high, I've been talking to my doctor for about a year and a half now, and I really have to do something, and I'm ready to start now, that person is probably going to be more successful than the person that says, well, I'm not going to change anything,
right,
so what
right,
do I do?
I like my food, and that's it.
Right. So does that help?
I think so, yeah. How much diabetes is around? Is there an epidemic of diabetes in Sonoma County?
Well, nationwide, approximately 1 in 3 adult Americans has pre-diabetes. So that's just the pre-diabetes. And statistically and talking in kind of rough numbers, folks who don't make lifestyle change, you know, if they're diagnosed or if they have prediabetes at about age 50,
mm-hmm.
if they don't start making lifestyle changes, it's very, very possible that they'll have diabetes within 5 years.
That is good to know. There's a list of questions to ask that people can encounter online at the Y. And it seems to me that's very helpful in terms of making a start.
Oh, I agree. It's a risk assessment. So it's a couple clicks, and it's their own. There are a few questions about lifestyle, about family history, and it's a good place to start.
Great. Thanks, Nicole. And let's tell people that a telephone number to call is 545-9622. Online, it's SCFYMCA, Sonoma County Family YMCA.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.